USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Before President Biden jets to Nantucket, Massachusetts for the Thanksgiving weekend, he will deliver a speech to the American people on how he plans to lower costs at 2 p.m. Eastern. Americans are getting hit with inflation due to many factors, including too much spending by the federal government. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki says the supply chain is partially to blame for inflation.
While our nation's importers are struggling with record shipping costs and our nation's exporters, including farmers, are struggling to get their product shipped, new data from the industry experts show that ocean carriers have been making extraordinary profits this year.
Bloomberg is reporting President Biden is planning to release oil stored in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve as soon as Tuesday. Disgraced former New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo would have been impeached had he stayed in office. An impeachment report has evidence of facts stating he sexually harassed 12 women, hid the accurate number of COVID-19 nursing home deaths, and pressured state employees to write his pandemic memoir. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. GoSonsOfLiberty.com.
After the FBI failed to take action on a warning that Nicholas Cruz was going to snap, a settlement has been determined.
More than a dozen families of victims of the Parkland High School massacre are reaching a settlement with the Justice Department. All parties are now working to finalize additional details before the case can be dismissed on or before December 20th, according to an official court document filed Monday. The family suing the Justice Department and FBI for not acting on tips warning about the murderer who took the lives of 17 people at the Florida High School in 2018. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
It's being reported families of Parkland shooting victims settled their lawsuit with the DOJ for about $130 million. A likeness of Thomas Jefferson has been removed from New York City City Hall. Art handlers packed up the 884-pound statue of Jefferson Monday after a mayoral commission voted to banish the likeness of the nation's third president. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As Kyle Rittenhouse was cleared of all wrongdoing on August 25th of last year by 12 of his peers, mainstream media and some politicians are disregarding the Constitution of the United States and spouting off their very own vigilantism. Kyle on Fox News talks about the early side of his case.
Well, it actually started on August 24th. I was working my job as a lifeguard at the Recplex in Kenosha County, and then the riots were still going on and a curfew was implied. So I went to Dominic Black's house, and I stayed the night over there and saw the videos of the riots and the arson going on.
What did you think of it?
It was upsetting because Kenosha is my community, and I just was upset seeing my community up in flames. I stay the night August 24th. We wake up in the morning and we're talking like, let's go help our community. Let's go see what we can do. And we ended up at Ruther Central High School where we were cleaning graffiti for a couple hours. And then we met with the owners of Car Source and we offered to protect their business from fires, making sure the rest of their other two properties didn't get burned down like they did the night prior, and they agreed. We came back. We went back to Dominic's house and hung out there for a little bit, and then we went to Car Source to help protect the property and make sure it didn't set on fire again.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.